Here's the translated text in English. U.S. Department of Agriculture says no food aid benefits will be issued next month. Ontario Premier provokes Trump's ire once again with Reagan ad. Can China's strategic oil reserve and Russian oil tighten energy markets? USDA memo says it will not use emergency funds for November food benefits. U.S. launches investigation into China's compliance with 2020 trade deal. Oil slips on skepticism about U.S. commitment to Russian oil sanctions. Ukraine in race to outfox Russian defenses with drone attacks. Commander says Argentina's farmers give Milei vote of confidence before midterms. Brussels to host EU-China talks on rare earth export controls. Canada ready to pick up trade negotiations with U.S., Carney says. Trump aims to clinch deal with China's Xi during Asia trip. Exxon sues California over climate disclosure laws. SoftBank approves remaining $22.5 billion of OpenAI investment, the information reports. Russia stocks lower at close of trade. MOX Russia index unchanged. Trump names Michael Selig to chair CFTC. Selig cites crypto capital goal. Trump reverses Biden-era rules on copper smelters. Analysis: the bulldozer and the ballroom. Trump puts permanent stamp on the White House. Ferrari aims at AI generation with crypto auction for Le Mans car. Is AWS in last place in AI? U.S. opens probe into more than 232,000 Chrysler vehicles over instrument panel issue. Trump headlines ASEAN summit. Thailand-Cambodia signs ceasefire deal. Louvre transfers jewels to Bank of France after heist, RTL reports. Republican U.S. lawmakers applaud Trump's aggressive China software proposal. U.K. economy shows signs of resilience ahead of expected tax hike budget. Michigan consumer sentiment drops below forecast, signaling potential headwinds for USD. Services PMI beats expectations, indicating a stronger U.S. service sector. Manufacturing PMI edges higher, beats expectations, boosting USD-U.S. consumer prices rise by 3.0% in September. Brazil posts wider-than-expected current account deficit in September. Consumer price index dips slightly, signaling subdued inflation pressure. Trump sets 10% hike in tariffs on Canada after ad airs during World Series. What began as Trump's Liberation Day may end as China's, says strategist. U.S. food banks brace for surge as shutdown threatens benefits. China's footprints in LAM fuels U.S. concerns, but economic grip weaker. Will the October FOMC meeting be the end of QT? Here's why. Markets think the Fed could cut rates again at its October meeting. What are banks telling us about the U.S. economy? No more cuts. UBS looks at ECB policy ahead of the central bank's next meeting. U.S. gubernatorial votes in Virginia and New Jersey will give a pulse check. Multibank Group and Khabib Nurmagomedov launch an exclusive worldwide multi-billion dollar joint venture to build the world's first regulated tokenized sports ecosystem. EOS climbs 14% as investors gain confidence. Crypto.com applies for U.S. bank charter to expand custody services. River gains 5x following Binance perp listing, supported by time-encoded airdrop conversion. Above food merger partner strikes Burkina Faso stablecoin deal. BTCC exchange announces Halloween night of fortune with Bitcoin. Gold bars and iPhone 17 team prizes. Bybit bridges the future of finance and music at Tomorrowland Brazil 2025. Qualigen partners with BitGo for 30 million crypto treasury allocation. Trump pardons former Binance CEO Cheng Zhao. Visionary Holdings receives NASDAQ notice over delayed annual filing. Kyverna's CART cell therapy shows promise in refractory arthritis trial. Bristol-Myers Squibb reports positive early results from CART therapy trial. Vonoprazan shows strong results for nighttime GERD symptoms, Harvard AVE. Acquisition raises $145 million in NASDAQ IPO. Prenetics commences public offering to fund IM8 expansion and Bitcoin strategy. Kathy Woods Arquette, Fajust Portfolio, sells AMD and buys Baidu stock.